Praying for Sleep, written by Jeffrey Deaver, read by Anthony Heald. Like a cradle, the hearse rocked him gently. The old vehicle creaked along a country road. The asphalt cracked and root-humped. He rubbed his face across a satiny label sewn inside the bag and sucked air through the minuscule opening where the zipper hadn't completely seated. He felt he was falling straight down to hell. This thought aroused a piercing fear of confinement, and when it grew unbearable, he gripped the inside of the zipper with teeth yellow as cat's claws and struggled to work the mechanism open. The men who took away the dead called what he now lay in a crash bag. The dead ones died by leaping from the top of the stairwell in Ward E. They died face down in toilets, and they died like the man this afternoon, a strip of cloth wound round his neck. But he couldn't recall a single crash. He worked the zipper open further, 8 inches, 10. His round-shaved head emerged from the jagged opening, not only hairless, but blue, for much of his head was dyed that color. "I hate this bag," he thought. "It's too damn tight." Then it occurred to him that he wasn't alone. The bag was filled with the souls of crashed and shattered bodies. He believed that these souls hated him, that they knew he was an impostor. And with these thoughts came the evening's first burst of real panic. Michael Hrubek began to scream. The hearse rippled sideways like an airplane in a crosswind. "Christ, stop!" The two attendants leapt out and ran to the back of the hearse. "Shit, he's not dead. It's an escape. Get back!" Hrubek screamed again, and flecks of foam and blood filled the corner of his mouth. The zipper gave way, and metal teeth fired from the crash bag like shotgun pellets. Sobbing and gasping for air, Hrubek leapt forward, naked except for his white boxer shorts. The younger attendant lifted an oak branch twice the length of a...